Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Right here at 100 Courthouse Square in Salina, Tennessee. It's great for another Thursday morning. Weather's not too hot yet. We're expecting a little rain. Had a little drizzle all night. Guys, there's some chairs out there. Just pull in a chair. Just had some guests to walk in. We've got more people standing. We don't need that. We've got to get them sitting down. We've got a whole bunch of youngins coming in and older folks and not so old folks. Okay, now is that a little better? Okay. All right, we've got them both set the same way. All right, we had all kinds of technical difficulties last week, but we lucked out by having technical difficulties. We had Miss Lola Jean Dillon to come in on the spur of the moment, and we were doing our backup with our cell phone, and we were able to move the cell phone over to where she was sitting and do our show last week, but we're still not back to where we ought to be, but we're getting closer, and everything looks like it's doing pretty good. So we're looking forward to today's show. Have a whole bunch of folks coming in here today from the Clay County Fair, which is coming up here in just a few days. It'll begin, I think, on June the 5th, I believe, with the beauty pageant. You're going to have to move over real close to the microphone, Jane.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Real, right all the way up against it nearly.
Okay.
Your voice is kind of low.
Yeah.
You're going to have to talk bigger now. And like I said, we've got folks coming in. We're going to, our fair's coming up. The official fair itself begins June the 7th, runs through the 11th. And we've got a whole bunch of folks going to be talking about it a little bit. And we will be doing that here in a few minutes, and I think maybe toward the end of the show, Mr. Brian Brady's coming in. We've got the American Legion folks outside putting out our memorial crosses for Memorial Day weekend. And if you haven't been by to see that, make sure that you do, because that is a tremendous memorial to all of the veterans who are interred here in Clay County soil. And we pay honor to them each year on Memorial Day. And with that, we'll take a little short break, come back. We've got maybe one little outside announcement to talk about, and we'll get right in on the fair. We'll jump right on the Ferris wheel. We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, to take this opportunity to welcome everyone here. Of course, before we begin our show, we want to thank all the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Of course, with the live broadcast now and a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And we're not sure about our streaming process right now, but we're working on that. But hopefully we'll have that up and going here just as soon as we can again. And of course, the folks that make this possible, the three-star folks, the Chamber of Commerce, and all the great folks that sponsor this show. And we're really thankful for them. And if you'd like to be a part of this and like to get your ads on WVFB FM 101.5 Kings Country, just give a call, and they will take care of you. Okay, now, with that, I know we do have one little announcement here, and that I think Mr. Paul Boyce brought this in last week, and that is the Kids Fishing Rodeo that will be held up at the stream coming out of the fish hatchery Saturday, June the 11th, and it's the U.S. Fish, Wildlife, and Army Corps of Engineers, citizens of Clay County, help sponsor this free event open to youth under the age of 15. And they've got a couple of numbers here, 931-243-2443 or 243-3136. So remember, that's coming up here in a few days. And with that, good morning. I think we're set up here. I've got a little script in front of me this morning. I may get lost with a script. But first off, I've got Ms. Jane Miller here, and I think she's going to be talking about the opening ceremony of the Clay County Fair. I know we had Ms. Carla was on here a few weeks ago and gave us a little rundown before we had a lot of things out. Didn't have the program book out yet, but got that done. So, Jane, if you would, you want to tell us a little bit about the opening ceremony?
Well, it's a really neat thing to see because the veterans and the Boy Scouts do a flag retrieval and a flag retirement. And if you've never seen one of those, you need to come and see it. You need to come and see it anyway because it's really a patriotic thing. We'll start out with a welcome and a prayer, and then we'll have the national anthem. And Bobby and Geneva Bartlett will sing that, and everybody always loves to hear them sing. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll have a patriotic reading by Grant Strong, and his coach from Tennessee Tech may even be there. And then we'll have an old flag retrieval, and they'll take the old flags down at the fair, at the park, and they'll also put other flags that have been turned in during the year, and Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the place where if you have an old ragged flag, you need to take it out there, and they save them up until we have a flag retirement, and then they dispose of them the way that they're supposed to be disposed of. And then after the flag retrieval, we'll have the flag retirement, and that's done by the American Legion, and they're helped by the Boy Scout Troop 191 from Salina. we've invited a lot of our politicians and government representatives, and so if you want to talk to some of them, you can come, and I'm sure they'll be glad to talk to you.
Since this is election year, I'm sure they will.
Yeah. And our new flags that we put up are provided to us by Senator Mark Pody and Representative Kelly Keeslin, and we want to thank them for getting the flags for us. And so when they start doing the flag retirement, it's full of pomp and ceremony, and it's a very moving thing. And they take the flags down, and there are rules that they have to, you have to go by to dispose of the flag. You can't just throw it away or burn it or whatever you want to do. It needs to be retired with honor. So that's what they'll do, and they take it down, and they, a lot of their
the ceremonial activities that go along with retiring
yeah.
the flag.
And it's really moving. And then they burn the flags. That's what we do. And we encourage everybody to come and see it and participate in it and affair anytime you want to.
Okay.
Every day if you want to.
All right. Thank you, Jane. I guess we're going to go by my little script I've got here. And it says Miss Erin Meadows is up next. And she's going to talk about she's with the Fire Youth Board. And she's going to tell everyone about how to go about entering, making entries for the exhibits and the fair. All right, if you would, Erin. Tell us about all this.
Well, I've been doing this for a couple years, and I just want to say it's a really cool experience to get to make something, then enter it in the fair and have it on display. And it's really cool if you get a chance to go in the building during the fair and see all the exhibits that people have made, all the quilts and baked goods and canned goods.
Okay, now, some of the categories you have there, you want to, I know there's way too many, I'm probably too to read all of those, but some of the major ones I know a lot of folks are interested in. I know one that usually draws quite a bit of interest is things like photographs. I think there's a bunch of categories that go along with the photographs. If you want to, just kind of expound on that a little bit.
Well, there's some of the categories include people or scenes or nature. There's also cool categories like black and white or different filters. One really cool one that I think is the patriotic category.
Okay, now what about original work by local artists? I know you talked about that. What kind of things do we have for like our artists this year? Do we have like wood carving and things like that?
Yeah, there's quilt making, there's wood crafts, there's drawings, and just all sorts of different crafts.
And like a lot of things, if there's not a category created, you bring something in you want to display, there'll be a category made for that. And do we still receive that great big cash prize for winning these things, or just a ribbon now? I'm going back a few years back when I was in high school, and we had the big county fair out in Austin, had school day. I think if you entered things out there, we had a special for students and things, you could win 50 cents for first prize, best I remember. So kind of a neat thing back in those days. And I know that used to be a great day for the fair, but now, of course, school's out. But that was the day that when we had school day, every student in the county would load up on the big yellow buses and go out to malls and have, what, I guess, like a field day then, had competition among the different elementary schools, which there was about six or eight of them then at the high schools. Just had a great, great fun day. Of course, the carnival would be running. Everybody could ride all the rides and all those things. And I do know that during the years when we didn't have the fair, that we actually came up with a field day. And I think Slida K-8 hosted that over the years where we set up out there. But, Erin, anything else? Now, What's it like being on the fire board?
It's a really neat experience to get to see all the work that goes into the fair and getting to help set up and then seeing it all come to life the week of the fair.
And being a part of that and having pride in it. And I know you're in high school right now. Junior, senior, freshman, sophomore?
I'll be a sophomore next year.
You'll be a sophomore. So you're going to be around for a pretty good while. And by the time this is over with you, you'll be a big-time veteran on fire work. Well, now, have you ever thought about entering the beauty contest now here?
No.
No?
My thing.
Well, with that, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little short break. We'll be right back. And I think next up, We've got a grown-up coming up here. Miss Haley Barnes is going to talk about Senior Day and talking also about the Century Farm Dinner, among whatever else she wants to talk about when she sits down. But with that, we'll be back just in a minute. And thank you, Aaron. It's great having you here with us this morning.
Thank you.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, back here this morning. We're getting ready for our annual Clay County Fair. And I know this year, we know that the little byline on the fair book is the small county fair with the heart of a champion. I know that's based on the fact that we won some awards last year. But right now, got Miss Haley Barnes here with us this morning. She's usually here with us talking about 4-H and things like that. But this morning, she's also on that fair board as a UT Extension Services agent. And so she's going to talk to us about Senior Day. Is that the day all the high school seniors get in, or?
Well, we're going to talk about a different type of senior
day. Oh, okay.
So our Senior Day, that's really one of our first events that we do for the fair. That's going to be Tuesday, June the 7th. It's going to be at the Women's Building. The silent auction will be from 10 to 12, bingo starts at 10:30, and then after that, lunch will be provided. So they can start showing up at 10 that morning, Tuesday, June the 7th. And that's going to be for all seniors. You don't necessarily have to be going to the senior center or anything. That's welcome to all senior citizens, even if you live outside of our county.
Just all old folks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now, I know on that, did we give folks the date when they need to bring their exhibits in? Before that, I don't think we did that, did we?
No, we didn't. So for the adult and the youth fair exhibit entry, you can bring those in on Monday, June the 6th. That's the day before the fair starts. We will begin taking in entries that day at 12, and that will go until 6 p.m. that evening. So
I thought we missed that.
Yes.
But okay, now, and I know... I'm nearly old enough to get into that, so I have come down a couple of times and walked through and looked, and I know it is a great, great fun day. And, you know, it's hard to get us older folks interested in playing bingo or games like that, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's just no enthusiasm there. And
oh, no, not at all. They don't get into bingo at all. But, yes, that is a good fun day. They do get serious about their bingo, and it's just a great day to come out and be able to be around others, meet new people, and then you get some lunch afterwards.
And if you really want to be real popular, go down by the community center when they start the, I guess usually the last, which is cover the board, where you have to get all the numbers on there,
mm-hmm.
and after about the third number, squall out real big, and that's bingo.
Oh, yeah.
And be ready to run for your life.
That's right.
Okay, now another thing here is a very important thing, too, and that is for our sensory farm dinner for the farms here in Clay County that have been owned by one family for at least 100 years. Tell us a little bit about that, Haley.
So our sensory farm dinner is really a recognition of those family farms here in the county, like you said, that have been owned for 100 years. In that county, it has to be at least 10 acres or above. There is a actual process to get your family farm registered to be an actual sensory farm. That's through Middle Tennessee State University. In Clay County, we have around 12 to 14 actually registered farms with the sensory farm association there. But that's just a good night for those families to come and be able to fellowship with other farm families and have a meal and talk about things on their farm.
Okay, is this just for the sensory farm folks?
This is a recognition dinner just for those sensory farm families.
When does it start?
That is June the 7th, Tuesday, June the 7th at 6 p.m.
And you got any speakers that night, folks talking about the farms?
We are trying to line up some speakers for that night. I'm trying to get somebody from MTSU that actually works with those sensory farms on a state level to come that night.
Okay. Well, have you got anything else for us for a few minutes?
That's about all that I have. Really just encouraging those youth and those adult, those that like to craft or if they're artsy or can or if they even have flowers, in their yard to just bring those into the exhibits and allow us to fill that room up and have a really good show with our exhibits.
You know, this is kind of a tween time for flowers right now, and I know the early
yes.
spring flowers such as the iris getting. I think they're going downside now, but I think there is a category for this. And I know beautiful flowers, beautiful arrangements,
mm-hmm.
and it makes for a very aromatic room when you get all the flowers in there.
Yes, it's really a sight to see. Even bring in those quilts. You know, we have many quilters around the county. We want to really display those and be able to show those off because there's just some really great artists in our county.
And there are. I guess there's two categories there. There is a quilt, one category for quilts that the owner has made. I believe that's correct. It has to be made. And are we looking at the hand-sewn quilts or the machine-sewn or?
Of categories for the quilt, both hand-stitched and machine-stitched. So there's quite a list. If you just refer to your fair book.
Yeah.
For that'll be your best guide.
Yeah.
And we also have one that is an antique quilt. You not necessarily have to have made that quilt, but if it's 40 years or older, we would really love for you to bring that in and show that off. And we have a category specifically for our antiques.
Okay, and I know that that's always a beautiful presentation down there, all the quilts. And also, I do know we have some local artists, some painters, that usually bring in some of their original work. And usually a lot of photographs. That's something that it just makes for a great show. We've got all those various things there during in the exhibit hall. Well, Haley, I guess we'll let you take a little break. And Eli, I think you're up.
So we've got a bunch of different things coming up for the fair. We're gonna start off with a pig show on Wednesday, and then Thursday we'll have a sheep show. Friday will be our goat show and our horse show. And speaking of horse show, we need to give a big thank you to Chase and Suzanne Emberton for reworking the ring. That's in really good shape now. It's looking good. It should be a good turnout for the horse show there. And then we're going to finish it up with the beef show on Saturday.
Okay. Now, the different shows, exactly the pig show.
Right.
And is this kind of a warm-up for some of the other shows that the 4-H guys are doing? Or?
It is. We're one of the first fairs of the year, so it is it's a warm-up and a trial run, I guess you might say, for everybody bringing their show stock down there and just to see how they perform and kind of gauge everything from there.
And, okay, you said you have the pigs, the goats.
Right.
You got any of the fainting goats coming down, or?
No, we've not got into those yet, so we're just going to stick with the boar goats for now.
Okay. Now, speaking of that, how many young people, old people, how many goat farmers do we have in Clay? Can you have any idea that we've got
quite a few things. Like, we had a bunch come in last year for our show, and I think that goat and sheep show probably ran till about 11 or 12 o'clock that night, so it was a big turnout. It was a big success.
Well, do you do sheep shearing that night, or?
The sheep will be on Thursday, so we'll. If you want to see some sheep getting sheared and getting fitted and ready to go into the ring, that'll be your night to stop by and check it out and cruise through the barn.
And make sure everyone knows now, shearing the sheep does not harm the sheep. Does it? It does not.
No, we take good care of them.
It will grow back, won't it?
Right.
And it keep them cool for the summer, maybe, right?
Exactly. Yeah, cool them off a little bit.
Okay. I guess in the showroom, do you have some farm products? Do you have folks bringing in, like, it's too early for sweet corn, isn't it? Or is it?
I believe it would be a little bit too early yet.
Okay, now, how do we handle that? Carla?
We do have some people that bring in some dried corn from last year, and they can enter that. And so they can still see, you know, the number of kernels per ear and the quality of it and that sort of thing.
So we've got it covered, even though we're a little bit early for produce yet.
We do. We have to think outside the box a little bit about some things that we can have entries for. It forces us to be creative.
Yeah. Well, Eli, have you got anything else ad lib you want to throw in here?
I would definitely recommend coming by and stopping and looking at the livestock show. We've got some high-quality judges coming from out of state and out of the area, and I think they're going to do a really good job. And we've got people bringing show stock all the way from Indiana as well, so we should have a big turnout. It'll be a big time. I recommend you stop by.
So that's one of the questions. It is open competition?
It is, yes.
Wherever you want to bring it in. And as you said, we know that we have some excellent, excellent animals and excellent show people here in Clay County based on the number of prizes that you guys, number of blue ribbons you brought home for the past few years. And great to have the tradition being carried on, isn't it?
It is, yep. I would say we do a good job with it, and I'm proud of what we've got here in Clay County.
And we're proud of you guys that make other folks proud of Clay County. Thank you for being with us. Okay, Ms. Carla, I think we're going to take a little short break. I got three birthdays today. We're going to come back and we'll let you wrap up here just in a minute. But right now, I don't know about this one. The first birthday on the list is Haley Barnes. I believe maybe yesterday was her birthday.
Yes, it was.
And Ms. Brenda Watson, wish her a happy birthday from her Aunt Liz Brown, and also Mr. Brian Coons celebrating a birthday. So one of those will win that outstanding birthday prize of the Chamber of Commerce that is sponsored by WVFB. Just go over by the office over there and give them your name when we draw it out, and they'll give you an envelope. And WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country makes this possible each week. With that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I think we may have found the volume button finally. So sometimes it takes a few minutes to get up to perfection, but when we hit that point, we know it. But right now, speaking of that, Miss Carla, you are now the director or head honcho of the fair.
I'm the president of the Clay County Fair.
Okay, now that's a little bit about, from your perspective, what's going on?
Well, this is a really exciting time for us with the fair, because we're just about 10 days to 2 weeks out, and everything is coming together. All of our hard work for the entire year is coming together, and we're so excited to see how it all turns out and to see everyone at the fair enjoying the things that we have planned. There are a couple of things that are coming up sooner than the fair, though. We have a deadline tomorrow. Tomorrow is the deadline to enter the round hay bale decorating contest. And so anyone that would like to enter that, you need to please call Rain Smith. Rain and Austin Smith is working with that contest for us. And you could call her at 397-0090, and she will get your name on the list. They'll provide the round bales, and the contestants will provide all the decorating materials for that, and we're going to have cash awards for the winners, $100 for first place, $50 for second, and $25 for third. So So we need to get everyone's entry in on that by tomorrow so that we'll know how many round bales that we're going to need.
And do you get to keep the hay?
We will have to give the hay back.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, now also we didn't talk a whole lot about a couple of other pre-fire things, the pageant and the marble tournament.
Yes, we are having our annual pageant on Saturday, June the 4th. That'll be the Saturday before the fair, and we have classes for kids all the way up to teenagers. So we really want to encourage everyone to come out and enter the pageant, and it will go on pretty much all day that day. I think it starts maybe about 10 o'clock, and then it starts with the little ones, and then it will go all the way through, and the major fairest of the fair category will be that night. And so we just really want to help get the word out that this is a really fun activity, and we hope to have a lot of entries for that. Also, the same day, we're going to be having a marble tournament, and that's put on by the Tennessee Knucklers Marble Club, and that will also happen down at the fairgrounds at the Marble Yard, and it's a bring-your-own-partner marble tournament. So you need to grab someone and bring them with you, and when you get there at 10 o'clock, then they'll start making the setup there and letting you know when you're going to play, and then they'll just go from there. And if you've never watched that, that is a regional specialty, and those people are really good at playing marble. Fascinating to go and watch. So we want people to come out and participate and people to come and watch.
And remind folks that maybe by this time next year, the National Roly Hole Marble Museum will be open, part of it right where we're sitting now. And, okay, now also, I just thought maybe another class you might want to add to the pageant.
Oh, what's that?
That would be expectant mothers.
Oh, I see.
Have them all dress up, put the evening gowns on. And see, that would really be starting back at the beginning, wouldn't it?
Right. They already glow, don't they?
Yes, they do. And let's see, kids' night. We hadn't mentioned that, have we?
Yes, the fair is very proud to offer kids' nights on Tuesday and Thursday night, and that means that all school-age kids will get in free at the gate that night. Our gate admission is only $3 a person on the other nights and for parents. So our admission is really low, and we hope that people will take advantage of that because there's a lot to see and do at the fair for that $3 gate admission. One other thing that I would like to mention that we haven't seen a lot of interest in yet was our dog and pet show. That goes on Thursday night at 5:30. The registration will be at 5:30, and then the show will start at 6. And so we have some really neat categories there for longest tail, most unusual, shortest ears, tricks, and a costume contest. And so naturally we would like for all dogs to be well-behaved and on a leash, but we really want you to bring those out and have a big dog and pet show. And, again, that's going to be something for people to come and watch and really have a good time seeing.
Okay, and, of course, we've got all the usual events, the rodeo, the cycle rodeo, all those things are coming up.
They are. We have the dirt bike and ATV rodeo on Tuesday and Wednesday night. The rodeo is going to be Thursday night this year. And then we'll have our horse show on Friday night. And again, you know, Chase and Suzanne Emerton, they have worked very hard on the arena, and they've got the ground there just looking great, and it's going to be good for those horses' hooves. On Saturday night, it's going to be a little different schedule. We're going to have our dog herding demonstration and our beef show and also a grease pig race. So that is something new for the fair, and I have no idea how that's going to go because pigs are a little unpredictable, and kids are too. So without a doubt, it's going to be entertaining.
Well, Carla, thank you for coming by. And I'll throw out a couple other things. I think got open mic nights and nights and the bluegrass show.
That's right. We are going to have music, open mic night on Tuesday and Wednesday night. So just anybody that would like to come and sing, we want you to come and just line up there and take a turn on the mic. And then we've got Copper Canyon coming That's a local bluegrass band, and they're going to be there on Friday night on the court stage. So have some great things planned.
With that, Carl, I'm going to let you just hang around a few minutes before you leave after we get finished, and I'm going to take a little short break, and Brian, we'll let you take us on out of here just in a minute.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back. Okay, Carla.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I have Mr. Brian.
Brady.
I wasn't going to forget that at all. I know we have a lot of Brady folks in here, but Brian's not. I think he's not a member of the most of the Brady
he's
folks.
Not a member of the Brady clan here, but it's really been nice getting to know a lot of the Bradys here because they all ask me where I'm from and it's I'm a military brat, so I've been around for quite a few years and I'm getting up in years.
Well, not along that line, where and when did you first join the service, Brian?
I joined the service in 1976 out of Hickory, North Carolina, and then I served for 3 years in the U.S. Army in Korea, Fort Polk, and we went on various missions, but I got out of the Army in 79 and went in the North Carolina National Guard in 85 and 86, so I wanted to keep continuing to serve after I got out because this country is very important to me and so is freedom.
Absolutely. Okay, now, Brian, I know right now we're working. I don't know whether they have all of it finished yet, but right now it's time for our annual memorial tribute to the veterans who are interred in Clay County soil. And sometimes that gets to be kind of a touchy thing for some folks, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, tell us just exactly what the rule is on that.
Well, the rule is that the person is a veteran, and he's buried in Clay County. And
I mean, that's basically it. And I know that, you know, lots of folks that I know, we have lots of veterans. I know one of my classmates who was a Vietnam veteran passed away this year. And I'm sure, you know, they would like to have a cross put up, you know. And we have veterans all over the United States from Clay County. But I think, you know, this was something that the American Legion, when they started this, you know, we're going to honor the veterans that are, this is Memorial. And, of course, Memorial Day, I think, started to honor Civil War veterans, and a group of ladies started from that. It did grow into this now National Memorial Day to kind of remember our veterans. And of course, this has always been, you know, what used to be called Decoration Day among all the churches. That was the same day that, you know, they picked out to have their ceremony, where the ladies in church got their crepe paper and their scissors and made all the flares and things like that. But now it is a national recognition day for all those that have made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedom of our great nation.
Yes, sir.
And do you know how many of those crosses that we have now?
I haven't counted them.
I think I heard the number, maybe 550 something of them, with names on both sides.
Yes,
we're talking about 1,000 veterans that are interred here in Clay County.
And it's a very small county.
And it might.
To remind people.
But, you know, I think it has always been a very patriotic,
yes, sir,
county. And I know we have some of our veterans that lost their lives. And, of course, this goes all the way back to Civil War.
Yes.
And it don't matter which side you fought on. If you're from Clay County.
That's right.
That you can be represented here. And, you know, I think there's a list, isn't there, of all the names? Or
we have a list. I don't remember who has it, but
yeah, okay. And, you know, and if you think that, you know, that, or you have a relative that is buried here in Clay County, and that there's not a cross for them, that's someone from the American Legion know, and they will take care of that, because I'm sure we probably pick up a few every year, not older ones. Plus, also, I do know that we have a number of veterans that are passing away,
yes,
and we add crosses for them each year.
Yes, sir.
And of course, they're up now, and they'll say it'd be here today.
We're going to pick them up June the 1st. So
okay.
We're going to...
After the official Memorial Day.
But we're putting them up June 1st instead of the Tuesday. So it'll be out an extra day, so people that are staying through Memorial Day and leaving the next day, they can come through here, and they're not going to see an empty courthouse.
Yeah, I mean, I know we have folks coming from really from various states and counties, because this... this celebration has received some national attention. I do know that. We've had some stories on some of the, maybe a couple of them, maybe some local TV stations. And also, I know we get announcements out, and I know I try to share it on Facebook. And I know we've had some folks come by with drones that have flown over the courthouse to take pictures of this from up in the air. And it's a truly sobering and amazing sight to see that. And like I said, these crosses aren't arranged in any particular order, which to me, for name wise.
Well, there's the Gold Star.
But there is, right. There are certain places.
Combat.
Okay, now the group that you're honoring this year are the ones the Gold Star.
Just
exactly what is that?
Right. They were the people that died overseas, died in the war, and they are what we consider the Gold Star. They gave the ultimate sacrifice. And they're buried here in this county. So, there are some that were, like in World War II, that were buried overseas. And then we still have crosses for them here, because they were not, well, I guess, able to tell where they wanted to be buried.
Okay, and also, I believe, is it also that if you're buried in a national cemetery?
Yes.
Or in the Arlington Cemetery?
Yes, sir.
And I do know that we have a couple of veterans from Clay County that are buried in the Arlington Cemetery.
Yes.
I do know that. I know the Brown family is one that has one, because I know one of the descendants from that family was in one of the first classes that I took to Washington, D.C. when I was a teacher, and she had her note with her, with for her family, telling her just exactly, you know, where to go and to find that grave. So I do know that, and also I do know that we have, I believe, is it three names on the Vietnam Memorial wall up there, I believe. Mr. Larry Strong, and Bethel Watson, and the other one, my mind has slipped me here now. But, and I also, I do know that there is a sign here in Salina now, you know, for a special honoring this year of Mr. Larry Strong, who was a Vietnam veteran. I know his family, I think they just put that sign up here just a little while back. And, you know, sometimes the Vietnam veterans, I think, of course, in the past few years, that they are beginning to receive the recognition that they so greatly deserve. And with this celebration, now we don't have any official celebration or anything around the square or anything, I don't think, do we?
We're planning to do a flag memorial pretty soon, which is where we put to rest the flags that have become too tattered to be usable anymore. And we'd also like to remind people, if they need to donate their flags, that the American Legion here is, we take flags that have been, that are being retired. We're going to have a ceremony to retire the flags.
Okay, that's what Ms. Jane Miller was talking about here earlier over at the fairgrounds. That I think that's becoming kind of an annual thing over there, and I know that you guys are taking part in that this year,
yes,
as always. And now a little bit about the work of the American Legion here in Clay County. Number of members, I know membership drive has been very important since you got here. How is it improving, or still?
I've had a couple of people join, but I'm still needing veterans. And the thing about it is, now any eligible person who is in the military and who served in the military has an honorable discharge, they can become a member of the American Legion, get online, and they will direct you to this post if you're living in the Clay County. So, I mean, it's real simple to do now, and all branches of the service are welcome. There used to be, they had restrictions, but those restrictions have been lifted. And I think it's probably because of a resolution that I made when I was a commander in North Carolina. Because I sent in a resolution that said, we want all eligible members of the armed forces in the American Legion. We should not use any type of prejudice on
right.
What did it, months and days they served and all that. So now it's open. Everybody who's got an honorable discharge from the U.S. military is welcome in the American Legion.
Okay, now, do you have any idea how many living veterans we have in Clay County now?
I'm not that savvy with computers.
We could probably look that up here.
Yeah.
But I know there are quite a few. I know we have quite a few Vietnam veterans here, the various Middle East wars. I know we have a bunch of folks that served overseas in that. And the Korean, of course, you know, we're losing. I don't know if we have any. I think maybe we still have a couple of World War II veterans that are alive here in Clay County, and I do know that the World War II and the Korean War veterans are, you know, they are dwindling down each year.
Right.
You know, it's great that our American Legion here sees fit to show the appreciation and to honor all of our veterans that even though they're not walking around with us here in Clay County, they are still here with us in Clay County. In spirit, if not in body.
Yes,
and we really appreciate you guys for showing that each year, and I know you have a group of very dedicated volunteers that go out and help you gather those up and get those in and bring them in, and then, of course, store them for the next year. And I know that the folks here in Clay County, I know they are proud of their veterans, and I know their families are. And I do know just about any time now, between now and the time these crosses come down, if you drive around the square here, you'll see folks here finding the cross for their father, grandfather, great-grandfather, even farther back than that, to get pictures of those. And, you know, they'll come by and bring maybe a third or fourth generation youngster and have them right there beside that. So I do know it's getting to be a great Memorial Day tradition here for Clay County.
Sure.
And appreciation to the folks that make this possible. And we would like to, you know, invite anyone that wants to come by. You know, this is a very, very sobering and a very solemn place here this weekend. And we really appreciate that. And, Brian, it's great to have you here with us. And I know that you had a group of volunteers out there this morning, and I know that you want to thank them, and we all want to thank them for coming down early this morning and getting those out. And hopefully
we'll be picking them up on June the 1st.
And, of course, we know that we're, once again, just about every year at this time, we have at least one little windstorm come through. We got to come back and set them all up. I don't know if folks remember the first year that we did this, that we actually lined these up out across the Cumberland River Bridge. We had lined all the way out across through there, and we found out real quick that each time one of those 1,000 semis that come through here each day, they kind of toppled over and had to go back and set them back up. So a decision was made to do that honor here on the Courthouse Square. And anyone, those of us that are associated with the Courthouse Square, are really appreciative of the fact that they are here. And with that, I'm going to, we've got a few minutes left here. So I've got my birthday gift to give away. And how much time do we have here? What time is it, Brian?
9:57.
How much?
9:57.
Oh, so we've got about a couple of 3 minutes. That's just about time to wrap this thing up. Usually I have to get a warning in my ear to tell me to shut up. It's time for me to get off of here, that I'm running over, that I'm into somebody else's minutes. But thanks again for being here, Brian. And it looks like that the winner of our birthday prize today is Miss Brenda Watson. And she can thank her Aunt Liz Brown for calling her name in, and she can go over by the chamber and pick up her prize for her birthday celebration this week. And with that, I guess
we'd also like to thank the Chamber of Commerce, because they provide us a place to meet the second Thursday of every month. And
right.
Please, at 6:30, please join us.
And any veteran out here,
any veteran,
come by and join them. And I know a lot of our veterans here, we have a lot of silent veterans that, you know, I don't know what it is, but, you know, they gladly serve, but they really don't want to.
It doesn't matter if you're a peacetime veteran or a war veteran, please join us.
And also, I think, is there a special thing for, like, if you're the first generation of like a son or a daughter of someone who was a veteran, that there's a special category for them?
Yes, sir. There's a group in the American Legion called the SAL, which is Sons of the American. That's for people that have parents or grandparents that were in the military.
So if you're interested in things like this celebration here, or anything that you might do personally to help a veteran in any way, and also we have our veteran service here. Mr. Heifaker's here a couple of days a week. Any veterans that need anything, and if you need any type of problem, a member of the American Legion is maybe the first person you go to, and they'll direct you down to Mr. Heifaker or whatever. So, but with that, I guess it's time to say we've got everything locked up here. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, good day, Clay County.